This is Ian Blessed at Bedfont Sports. The final score today was Bedfont Sports 3, Guildford City 6. I'm here with midfielder and goal scorer today, Bruce McPhail. First goal for the club, but it's been a long time coming, but you deserved it. And what a performance by the team.
Yeah, man, so excited to score my first goal in 86 games, 87 games. Getting all excited now, but the team won 6-3, that's the main thing. Onwards and upwards from here. We got a draw last week, a win this week. Who knows what's to come?
It must be very encouraging how we're attacking and how we're moving forward and scoring the goals.
Yeah, no, definitely. They've got a young squad that are willing to fight for it now. We've got people that want to score. People are going to keep pushing, rebound. Like, two goals today come from rebounds because people are in the right place, right time, and working hard for each other.
Yeah, we have got a young team. You're probably considered a senior player now.
Yeah, no, it's a shock, that, isn't it? 20 years old senior player. Feels good, though. Yeah. Feels good to be going on the right tracks now.
It must be very exciting. I mean, what was the reaction like when you got back in the changing room after that?
Loud, exciting. Everyone was so happy for each other. And then, like I said, everyone was disappointed. They scored the third goal with 10 seconds to go. Yeah. No one expected them to score that. They took a quick free kick in the wrong place, but we just switched off for the last 10 seconds and they conceded.
League Cup game in the week and then another league game on Saturday, the derby against Knapp Hill. I think the squad go into it very positively, don't they?
Oh, definitely. We need to have our heads held high now. We know we're on for good things now. Let's just keep working from here. It's good to see a new bunch of lads in working hard, even though they haven't been in the club too long. So to see the young faces come through and work as hard as anyone else, it's a good thing.
6-3, wonderful result. But another thing that I think a lot of the supporters and people from the committee are noticing, that two games now, no bookings.
Yeah, I know. It's weird that I thought I was going to get one today because the refs had a late tackle, but I thought, nah, good. Finally, we're getting a bit of discipline in there. That's the key now, discipline. Keeping discipline in our position, like the Don and Phil have been saying, but discipline on the pitch, no arguing with the ref. The ref's decision's final. What's the point in arguing with him? Because he's not going to change his mind.
Thanks very much for your thoughts and congratulations on your goal, and I hope there's many more to come.
Thank you very much, Ian. Never an interview again.
Thank you, Bruce.